I was drifting away on life's pitiless sea, when the angry waves threatened my ruin to be. When away at my side, there I dimly descried a stately old vessel, and loudly I cried, "Ship ahoy! Ship ahoy!" And loudly I cried, "Ship ahoy!"
Once again, we say greetings and welcome aboard. It's good to be with you this time. Brother Munn speaking. Our program here called The Mariner's Call. What a wonderful opportunity God has given us to be with so many people at this time. And this old mariner, many years ago, spent most of all my lost life in the Gulf of Mexico as a commercial fisherman. And now, we think about God take me. We've said this before, this way God took me off of an old boat and placed me in the book of God. And there in God's book, I found a great sinner. You know who that great sinner was? That great sinner was me. And I also found there a great Savior. What a wonderful blessing it is of ours to take and all to be used by God to preach the gospel message. I remember a time where I personally trusted the work of Christ on the cross of Calvary, my friend, to pay for this old sinner's sin debt. And you know what a wonderful opportunity it is to see people come to know Christ in some areas around the world. We call this missions. I want to talk about missions at this particular time. From the fisherman's point of view, I want to talk about some B's in missions. We'll sort of do a 1-2-3 thing here. And we'll begin each one of these with a B so that you can remember. As far as missions is concerned, this is a mission project that I'm involved in right now. You said, well, what are you talking about? This program. This is produced through the mission arm of the Fisherman Baptist Church. The mission arm of our church is Fishers of Men Ministries International. We reach in harbored areas around the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We say harbored areas because, well, how do I put this? God plants you where you grow the best. I was born, raised, I better say reared, along the coastal areas of Alabama here. In fact, our house was you could take a rock from the front porch. I could take a rock and throw it in the river, the Bonsacoo River, that close to the water. Just relating to people that live around the sea, whether I'm in areas of Europe or areas of Southeast Asia or some areas down in the Caribbean, some of the islands of the Pacific, some areas in the coastal areas of India, been in a lot of these places. And if you can relate to the lives of men, sometimes even as far as their occupation, you can see them come to know Christ. So we think about Fishers of Men Ministries. This is a mission project. I'll ask this question. What is the basis of missions? Romans chapter 5 and verse 8 we'll use for our text today. We think about the basis of missions, the foundation of it, the groundwork or the support. What is the basis of missions? And I find it is the death of Jesus Christ. Through Christ's death now, every sinner alive has hope. He has help. He has extended mercy from God. Most do not know that. Hence, they must be told that. Hence, we must preach the gospel message. What is its basis? Romans 5:8. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Oh, so much in those verses. Christ died for us. Those four words, potent. We think about powerful. In the death of Christ, I have, through that death, I have complete redemption, justification. All because of his death, my friend. Now, I have help and hope, and it's through Christ. So, first of all, we think about the basis of missions, its foundation, always the death of Christ. See, every sinner now faces the will of God. Well, what is that for every sinner? 2 Peter chapter 5 and verse 17, what is the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but as longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. What's the will of God? Not willing that any should perish. Will all men be saved? Well, obviously no, because they will not come to Christ. But it is the will of God and the command of God and the plan of God that people be saved. New Testament missions then began at the foot of the cross. Our Savior said there in John chapter 12, he said, "And I, if I be lift up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." And there was a time he gave his life, but God committed his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He's being lifted today through Bible preaching and teaching. And then in drawing through that, he draws sinners to himself. So what's the basis of missions, its foundation, its groundwork, its support? Always and only the death of Christ. What's the burden of missions? That's another B, the burden of missions. In the New Testament further, I find, I flip a few pages here in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 10. See if you can sense this man's burden. "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God to Israel," or for Israel, "is that they might be saved." You know, we think about this man. What is his heart's desire? What is his prayer? What is his burden? Is that people be saved. So the basis of missions is the death of Christ. The burden of missions, this is carried out in your life as your heart is touched, you know, by the needs of people. I'll be honest with you. Many times I have feelings for people, but many times not brokenness of heart. Sometimes my mind is touched. I walk around maybe a store and I wonder if he is saved or she is saved. As I travel, maybe traveling on a plane, I wonder if this person next to me really knows Christ, you know. But many times my heart is not engaged to the point whereby we either try to have a conversation or pass out a piece of gospel literature. The burden of missions is carried out in my life as my heart is touched for others. What's the breadth of missions? That's a B. The burden of missions. We think about the basis of missions. The breadth of missions. Old Anglo-Saxon word from broad, like our word broad. What does that mean, broad? The measure or the extent of something. Its width, its length. How far does it go? Oh, I'm glad I can say in the book of Acts chapter 17, the book of Mark, chapter 16. The book of Romans, chapter 16. The book of Luke, chapter 24. Matthew, chapter 28. You said, "What is it?" He said, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations." What's the breadth of missions? It goes further than Bon Secours. You know, we think about here in the port of Bon Secours, God has given us a local assembly. And you know, if you're not very careful, all you'll be interested in is your own little Jerusalem. What is the breadth of missions? How far does it go? For God so loved the world. But God commended his love toward us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. It has to do with all men. Mark chapter 16, it says, "Preach it to every creature, the gospel." Missions, not just for where I live, in the port of Bon Secours, or my county, Bowen County, or the state that I live in, the state of Alabama. It has to do with the entire world, the breadth of missions. How broad is it? All nations. What's the backbone of missions? Now, that's a little different than the basis of missions and the burden of missions and the breadth of missions. Sort of just come up with this one, okay? The back, you said, what are you talking about? What keeps it tall? What keeps it strong? What keeps it supported, you know? I believe with all my heart. Acts chapter 13, verse 1 through 3. "Now there was at the church in Antioch." You said the church? I'm going to say this. I believe the backbone of missions is the local church. Now, some will say, "Brother Mon, what are you saying?" We think about missions as all types of mission endeavors and mission boards and so forth. We think about mission boards. Many times they come under the umbrella of the local church. Many times they work through local churches. But I'm just saying this. I believe the backbone of missions has to do with the church. Acts chapter 13, there was the church there at Antioch. Oh, then you go on down and read verse 2 and verse 3. Ah, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Paul and Barnabas, for the work whereunto I send them. We send them. We think about how were they sent out? They were sent out, the first missionaries, Acts 13, sent out through the local assembly. That I find throughout the New Testament, like what? Over in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, the churches of Macedonia, my friend, helped the Apostle Paul. In the book of Philippians, the church there at Philippi sent once, time after time, they sent some special things to the Apostle Paul as far as support is concerned. So the backbone, that keeps it tall and strong and supported. And of course, these men out of Acts chapter 13 came back and rehearsed to the church what they had accomplished through the work of the Holy Spirit, by the way. So the backbone of missions, the local church, its basis, the death of Christ, its burden carried out through my life as my heart is touched, the breadth of missions, all nations. I like this one, though, the blessing of missions. Where's my joy, my hope? What causes me to rejoice? It's 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 9. All right, Paul looks out across the congregation of the church there in Thessalonica, and he said this, what is our hope, our joy, our crown of rejoicing? He said, are not ye, and he pointed to them. He said, are not ye. He said, what do you mean, preacher? These people that had been saved there at Thessalonica through the preaching of the gospel, they are the ones that brought rejoicing to the heart of the Apostle Paul. So, what's the blessing of missions? Seeing souls saved. Then seeing these souls not only saved, but built, grounded in the Lord. And then through these souls saved and these saints built, a local church established. I tell you, that's what makes me tick. Some of the projects that we support in some areas around the world. I'll be traveling here before long back into some areas of Southeast Asia. And to see some young men that I had the opportunity of training and teaching some of the Word of God. Seeing these young pastors as they go into areas along the seacoast areas there, especially, especially the areas of the island of Luzon there in the Philippines, there on the South China Sea. See some young pastors. They have not only been called to preach, they not only preach, my friend, they told the gospel message, they've reaped some results, and they've seen people grow, and that I have the opportunity to go into an area and look at these people that have been saved, and look at this church built. You said, what does it do for you, my friend? It's better than $1,000. It causes me to rejoice in heart and soul. The blessing of missions is seeing people saved. The basis of missions, the death of Christ. The burden of such, my heart touched for people. The breadth of such, all nations. The backbone of missions, it have to be the local church. And then the blessing of missions, seeing people come to know Christ. Oh, it's good to have people to write. By the way, our announcer will give you a way you can address us in just a moment or two. Also, they can contact us through the computer, fomm.org. But just to hear from people as they talk about how they got saved, my crown, my joy, what makes me tick. Now until next week, the same time, this is Fisher Munn saying goodbye.